Moldavite Podcast, Episode 2. A few years ago, I woke up to the fact that there's more to life than what we've been told. Exploring a new spiritual path, I stumbled upon Moldavite. This is where our story begins. You are invited as I share not only my own personal journey, but also talk with people just like you that have been working with Moldavite. We have some amazing things to share, so please join us. What's up, you guys? Levi, the Moldavite guy here, I guess for all intents and purposes. welcome to episode 2 of the Moldavite Life Podcast, and kind of still getting into my groove here, still early on in the podcast. For at least about the first 10 episodes or so, I wanted to kind of share some of my own personal journey and kind of get this podcast up to speed pretty quickly and then start getting into some shows with guests, maybe sooner, but at least for now, thinking that's what I'll be doing. So, all right, for today's show, I wanted to touch on one of the things that Moldavite does. They say that first 6 months to a year that you're working with Moldavite, you may see some changes in your outer life and your as you kind of get in touch with creative ventures, creativity within you, I guess. Me being an artist, just in general, I have always been into art. It didn't matter what it was. If somebody put some crayons in front of me, that was crayons. Pens, pen, pencil, ink, paint, metal. It didn't matter. Whatever it was, it's like, oh, I've got a new set of tools. Something new to create with. So, matter of fact, I was working at this place years ago. It had a large machine shop, and I would walk by this area, and they would always have the huge metal shavings. And, I mean, we're talking, like, big. And so they'd be metal shavings of, like, brass, iron, copper, brass, iron, aluminum, things like that. So, anyways, I picked a bunch of them up and I turned them into metal flowers. So that was kind of cool. But anyways, fast forward to Moldavite here. So about 5 months ago, 5.5 months ago, I started working with Moldavite. And I got my first piece of Moldavite. And I really felt drawn to get another piece of Moldavite. So I looked online and I found a place that I felt was reputable, and I ordered a second piece of Moldavite. This right here. Let's see if you can see that. This is something that I made. This is Brookite. Brookite Moldavite, of course. And another piece of Brookite with a Brazilian singing crystal. So, after getting the second piece of Moldavite, I found that I was wanting to start creating some jewelry. And that's funny because I mean, when I was a kid, I kind of had this interest in lapidary or making, jewelry and things like that, but never really went anywhere. It wasn't encouraged. And so, fast forward about 40 years. No, not quite that, but you get the idea. Jump into the time machine there, Marty McFly. And anyway, so fast forward to today, and I've been, actually making wire-wrapped jewelry and things like that for the last several months. And I started out using just a little bit of silver wire. Matter of fact, this is one piece that I got. This is my first piece of Moldavite. If you can try to catch the sun here, I guess it's not going to cooperate. But anyways, I took some silver wire and just wrapped it around that piece. And so this was my first piece of Moldavite. This was the first thing that I, or first piece of jewelry that I created with Moldavite. And so I wore that for a good while. And then actually, like I said, got the second piece of Moldavite and started creating Moldavite jewelry. And it's really kind of taken me by storm in a way, because it's something that I really seem to enjoy. I like, you know, I like the creative aspect of it. I like working with Moldavite. Of course, it's unique. It's very unique. It's, well, I say it's rarer than diamonds or gold. It's a very spiritual stone, and it's it aesthetically, I mean, it looks really good with the green and silver. I like working with sterling silver. So what I've been doing is going to flea markets, a couple of yard sales, antique shops, anything like that, looking for pieces of sterling silver jewelry. And so I have been taking the existing jewelry, as long as it's sterling, and then wrapping wire. Matter of fact, here, I'll show you a couple of pieces here. Taking existing, grab a ring. So taking existing jewelry and taking silver wire, wrapping that around there. You can see that. And that's a piece of Moldavite. So there's another piece. This is actually a ring made with Moldavite. Of course, sterling silver. It's really hard to see there, and also a hematite bead. And so I just wire wrap that around the ring there. And then of course I've got a pendant that I made. It's a sterling silver cross, if you can see that. Of course, with a piece of Moldavite. Ding ding ding. If you got that, if you guessed that one, give yourself a cookie. And silver wire. So I really seem to be enjoying, you know, making these pieces of wearable art. Now, along with that, I've also been creating artwork with Moldavite, which is, from what I've researched, is pretty unique, because nobody, I mean, I have not found anyone making artwork with Moldavite. And of course, there's probably a good reason for that. Moldavite is pretty expensive. It's, you know, you can go anywhere from $10 to $14, $15 a gram. Yeah, that's pretty expensive. So it would take a good bit of working capital to kind of get things going. And if you're wondering how I got all this going, I didn't just have the money lying around. That would have been nice. Maybe next time. Get ready to make a second order here. But I ended up selling some things that I didn't really want to sell. But at the same time, I looked at this as an investment. Not only in Moldavite, but investment in myself. Because this is something that I feel very drawn to work with, very passionate about. And in order to really kind of make this a good solid effort, give it a good go, I feel like just jump in there and do it. Plus, there's, you know, it's just, I don't know, I just feel like it was one of the things that I really wanted to do. And so... Anyways, I guess this will be episode 2. Just want to share that with you. Again, I'm making Moldavite jewelry, Moldavite artwork. I'd seen some artwork out there where people were drawing, like Moldavite characters, things like that, but nothing that was actually artwork made with Moldavite. So I guess maybe I'll touch on that with the next episode. Some of my Moldavite artwork. But yeah, so things are moving pretty quickly. If you are checking this out and wondering what in the world is the Moldavite podcast, well, hopefully this helps you out a little bit. This is something that I'm sharing my own journey with Moldavite, as well as talking with people that have been working with Moldavite. So that is still yet to come. I've been working on the website as well. Of course, as a graphic artist, that's one thing that one thing I enjoy doing as well, working on my own website. So it helps out a lot, especially when you're trying to save some money and do your own thing. But it's a lot of time, a lot of effort. Anyways, if you'd like to help support the show, I will have a good bit of this jewelry that I've already made and Moldavite, like genuine Moldavite, up on the website for sale. So if you want to, you can go check it out. Go to moldavitelife.com. And again, you can help support the show by maybe adopting a piece of Moldavite for yourself. So if you feel like you're drawn to work with Moldavite, check that out. Also, again, please stay tuned, and thank you. Thank you again for checking out the podcast here, because it really helps. This is especially in the very, very beginning. As a matter of fact, there was a new subscriber to the YouTube channel. I can't remember the name right offhand, but thank you. Thank you for subscribing early. I mean, this was like super early. First episode, boom. Okay, new subscriber. Two thumbs up, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, again, if you like this, please share with a friend. You can like it, thumbs up, comment on the thing here on YouTube. And also, please check out the website with the podcast. You can download it audio there. So go to moldavitelife.com. All right. Until next time, you guys, this is Levi, Moldavite guy. And till then, yeah, raise your vibration. And you have a good one.